Hey everyone, I'm Maddie Heim, and welcome to Inside Winona. This week's Q&A is with Cynthia Porter, Marketing Specialist for Visit Winona. Cynthia has been working with our city's tourism group since 2009, starting with blogging and social media and eventually taking over the whole marketing operation. Before that, she was a journalist for the Winona Post, and she's still a writer and photographer today. Most recently, she won the Explore Minnesota Tourism Trailblazer Award. She moved to Winona in 1994, and she's been here promoting the island city in some way, shape, or form ever since. Okay, so today on Inside Winona, we are with Cynthia Porter, who's the marketing specialist for Visit Winona. Cynthia, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm great too. Awesome. Thanks for being here. And, you know, this is a podcast, so you can't see Cynthia's face, but I'm sure that you would recognize it from her Facebook Live videos on Visit Winona, like climbing the ice wall and climbing Sugarloaf. So definitely a popular face around town that you've probably seen. Okay, so jumping right into it, you get in the elevator with someone and doing the classic thing, riding all the way up to the top or the bottom or wherever you're going. What is your elevator pitch for Winona?
Well, Winona took on a new brand about a year ago, and it's that Winona is a city that's surprisingly weird, but in a really, really cool way. And the elevator pitch for that is that we hear that from people all the time. And it's about everything that we have, from the fact that we've got the Minnesota Beethoven Festival here, or we have a National Shakespeare Festival here, or we've got the Minnesota Marine Art Museum here, or we've got the country's best donut, or we have two universities, or we have all this incredible industry that's headquartered here, global industry headquartered here. And so on any one of those things, people say, like, that's weird, right? That's kind of weird. And we say, yeah, it's weird. But, and then you put that all onto a plate together and you say, it is weird, but it's pretty awesome. There's just not anywhere like it. I don't think anywhere in the country that I've ever seen that has that incredible assortment of high caliber diversity in its city.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think are the most surprisingly weird things about Winona?
Well, some of those things that I just mentioned, I think, are extraordinary. I've lived in other places besides Winona, and I think that something like the Minnesota Marine Art Museum is on a caliber of things that I've seen in Chicago and Minneapolis and New York, and the quality of the art in that museum and the extreme beauty of that building. And it's weird that I can stand right in front of a Picasso and it's $7. You know, I think that's weird. I think it's weird that Yo-Yo Ma has played in Winona. That's amazing. I mean, I would go to Chicago to see Yo-Yo Ma, and so would a lot of people. And that he's been here is, I think, it's peculiar, you know, for a city this size to have attracted some of the talent that have been here. I think it's weird that we've got 8 extremely well-developed festivals in our city that range everything from the Frozen River Film Festival to the Shakespeare Festival to the Beethoven Festival, Boats and Bluegrass, the Midwest Music Fest is coming up. In a town, if you think about it, a town of 27,000 people, that's extremely unusual for us to just really know how to entertain ourselves so well. So those are some of the things I think are really the most odd things that make up this city and make it pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say that when I first moved here and I had a couple friends visit, we were looking at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum and the painting of Washington crossing the Delaware that's there. And my friend was like, there's no way that painting's in Winona. Like, I'm sorry, this just doesn't seem like, and I was like, no, it really is there. So yeah, definitely surprisingly weird. So did Visit Winona specifically come up with that surprisingly?
We did. Okay. You know, we went through a branding process. The older branding for Winona had always kind of focused on the river and the bluffs, and it had a canoe in it, and it had like really scripty fonts that spoke of history. It had kind of this burned up parchment paper look on it, and so it really just focused on our history. And we did some research in 2014, and wanted to understand what did people understand about Winona and how could we tell them about all the great things happening, like all these festivals. And what we found is that everybody already knew that Winona was historic and that it was beautiful and it had bluffs and it had the river. But what they didn't know were all of these other things. And so we did focus groups and would go around and have them say, like, you know, what are a couple things that come to mind? What are a couple words that come to mind when you think about Winona? Excuse me. And we had people from Winona, people not from Winona, all doing this. And the word weird just kept coming up in these, like, it's weird, right? And so that was sort of where we ended up angling in on and said, you know what, let's own it. It is weird. And we're not trying to be, you know, like, I know that Austin has a tagline with weird in it. I think Portland, Oregon does. And, you know, we're different. We're not that. That's not our story. We don't mean weird, like, in the ways I think that they do. We just mean that when people understand everything that's happening here, they think it is weird, but they think it's incredible. And so our tagline sort of changes, and it said, visit Winona, surprisingly weird, but extremely entertaining. Surprisingly weird, but awesome. You know, I mean, just we can sort of add whatever we want depending on what kind of message we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is super cool for sure. So as we all know and are very excited about, the Star Tribune just named Winona as one of the top 5 hottest small town destinations in the state. And I just saw what Visit Winona had posted about City Pages naming Winona the best day trip from the city. So. Right. At Visit Winona, are you mostly thinking about how to get people here for a weekend or a day trip, or do you also play a part in getting people to, you know, move here or come here to stay?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the mission on paper, the mission of Visit Winona is to attract overnight visitors to the city. And so at its most simple, it is weekend visitors, people who come overnight for something, whether it's business or pleasure. But really, we know that our role helps create the impression of Winona for people who might consider moving here as well. So we do a lot of partnering with the hospital, with the universities, and with the city to try to give them materials that help them tell that story to prospective developers and prospective professionals that they're trying to attract. And we just heard the best story a couple weeks ago. Kate Carlson is the partnership director for Visit Winona, and what she does is she works with all the different businesses in town. Some are straight tourism businesses, like, you know, Lakeview Drive-In or things like that that have an obvious tourism connection, and others are not so obvious, but they are places like the hospital, the universities, places that know that what's good for visitors is good for everyone, and so they partner with us. And Kate Carlson also manages the Visitor Center, and at the Visitor Center, someone came in to buy a gift for his wife, because we have some killer merchandise at the Visitor Center. If you haven't been in there, oh my gosh, you have to go. It's so much fun. But he started to tell a story about how he and his wife got here. And a couple of years ago, they were living in Colorado, and they were bummed out about the cost of living where they were. They wanted to go somewhere, and so they started to think about Minnesota, and they knew someone, I think maybe his mother was from Faribault or something like that. They had some sort of connection to the central southern part of Minnesota, and so started looking at that and thought, that doesn't really feel like us. And so in one way or another, they ended up coming across Winona's information on the internet. We have a beautiful website, and we invested for about 2.5 years in a suite of videos where we started with just kind of a generic one, and then we made specialty ones, niche ones about Winona for families, Winona for girlfriend getaways, Winona for outdoor recreation. And we have those all on our homepage. So this guy and his wife found our website and started to watch these videos, and he said, we binge watched all your videos. And then we started digging into research, and he said it was within the next couple of weeks they had booked a flight, and they came and they checked out Winona, and then they moved here.
Wow.
And so that's how powerful the message is that we're telling. I mean, it makes people want to come visit us, and so we sure hope that they do, but I think what makes people want to visit us makes people want to live here too, and so we're happy to share that message with anybody who is trying to attract industry or development to Winona.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a great story for
sure. Oh my gosh, you're right? That's the kind of thing that makes you stand up in the morning and
yep.
take a victory lap.
So what to you are Winona's best first impression spots, like if you're bringing in family or if I'm having friends visit for the first time?
Well, I think it depends a little bit on who that they are, but there's a couple of things that I think are universal. One of them is Garvin Heights, for sure. I mean, we're absolutely legendary for our view of the Mississippi River, and there isn't really another spot that's quite like it. I know Red Wing has an overlook, but their overlook is set pretty far back, and you also look over a lot of industrial buildings and things like that. Our Garvin Heights is just so pure because you can see for miles and miles up and down the river. And so I would always take everyone to that place. I think it used to be less of a destination for visitors, but I think Levee Park has become really a spot you have to show people. And especially now we've got the fun water pad there in the summer that, you know, sprays the water, and it's got the beautiful carvings that go along the front of the levee done by Leo Smith in the concrete. And it's got nice walkways and places to sit. And now all these events that are happening in Levee Park, I think that is a distinctive space for Winona. And I also think Winona's historic downtown is certainly a must-see for people who come, because we're one of the best preserved Victorian downtowns in the Midwest, hands down. The percentage of our buildings that have been preserved is very, very high compared to a lot of cities like us. I mean, a lot of cities have a few buildings, or maybe they have one street, or maybe they have a couple blocks, but we have something like 13 city blocks that have extraordinary architecture that's been really lovingly saved, so.
Yeah, that's really cool. I will say that when I first drove up here to visit and to interview for this job, the first thing I did was go up to Garvin Heights, because people had told me about it. And yeah, it is really stunning up there.
Well, you can just take it all in. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's a fantastic view.
Can't you see as far as like Trempealeau or something? I forget now, but yeah.
On a clear day, you can see as far as Alma, which is like 20 miles. You can see, you can just catch a glimpse of the smokestacks of Alma. And they say Trempealeau, it's easier to pick out the smokestacks in Alma.
Right.
You know, than Trempealeau, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is incredible. So for someone who is, you know, pretty intimately involved in how Winona markets itself to attract visitors, do you think that the city has anything missing? And if so, you know, what would it take to get that missing piece?
You know, there was a conversation that happened a long time ago about trying to make this a really, really Wi-Fi friendly city. And I don't know if it was the logistics or the expense of that, or just changing leadership, where that sort of became, you know, that priority was kind of set aside as a conversation. But I think that would be amazing to have a city that somehow, you know, as you're walking in the downtown areas or in the park spaces, are able to be connected. I think if I were going to try to appeal to a generation of millennial workers, especially, who are interested in being connected 100% of the time, and also knowing that the Bluffs cause some cell phone issues here, you know, that
right.
I think that would be such a huge attractive feature for this city if it had just really broad connectivity, however that works. I've also, we're going to get letters if I say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've also really felt like the downtown just needs more focus. I think I think that the city could do something along the lines of covenants similar to Lanesboro or Red Wing, in which they work with property owners to make sure that their storefronts are storefronts, that they're not lived in, that they are well cared for, the paint is in good shape, that the signs adhere to some kind of a vibe, you know, that makes our downtown beautiful. It's one of the biggest pieces of feedback we get of a negative nature from people is that they're disappointed sometimes to see so many closed storefronts or to see storefronts that aren't stores at all or to see buildings that aren't well cared for downtown. And so I think that we could really do more to beautify our incredibly beautiful already downtown area. And I know that the Main Street group working through the Chamber of Commerce is making headway on that, and that's a really encouraging thing because I think it will set us apart from cities more so than we already are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had already talked in the beginning about how people think of weird when they think of Winona, but what other feedback do you get from people who come and visit?
Well, I think one of the most common pieces of feedback is that they're very surprised. People are just surprised when they come here, and it's a head scratcher, really. And I mean, I've entertained a lot of my friends. I also work with journalists, sometimes international journalists, who come through and they just say, like, how does the city have these things? So they're just very surprised by it. Going towards that, you know, that weirdness factor. I think that the feedback that we're getting is that they feel that Winona has just really put its finger on the pulse of what makes a community strong, and that it's moving in the right direction with its festivals and its entertainment and its art scene, and that we're really just on the cusp of that. You know, as we're coming together and building this identity as a sort of an arts destination, which I really think we are, there's so much more that can happen for this community. And with that comes everything that's good for everyone, you know, from all of the industries to the universities and the hospital. I mean, people want to live in a place that's killing it. And so I think the more that we make an effort to do that, the more people will come. But what we hear from people right now is that they're recognizing the change. And especially, now I'm going on a tangent, I'm sorry, but people who we talk to, a lot of people through our social media, and we have most of our followers on Facebook are not from Winona, surprisingly or not surprisingly. Probably about 87% of them do not live in Winona. And a great many of them haven't been back to Winona for a really long time. And so what we're living in right now, this reality is unfamiliar to them. So they remember the beer can pyramids and the downtown where there wasn't a lot going on except for there were a lot of bars and there was a lot of, you know, people unhappy about that. And so we just are sending out the message like, you gotta come back and give us another try, because the feedback that we do get from people who do come back is just, they can't believe it, that it's like a different city in a lot of ways.
So. Yeah, that's so cool. So what do you think is the future of tourism in Winona as the city continues to grow and kind of have this arts explosion and, you know, continue to change and develop?
Well, you know, I feel like we are just at the beginning of developing our tourism identity. One of the things that I think would help so much, I know that the industries here are having trouble filling all of the positions that they have. Our unemployment rate is so low. One of the things that I think is helping to draw visitors to the town are things like the Midwest Music Festival. Even the Beethoven Festival are amazing outdoor recreation. Now we've got the ice park and rock climbing up Sugarloaf and Fat Tire bike trails. And we've got some really cool opportunities to paddle where you don't have to have a canoe. You can come and just rent one for the day out at Prairie Island. So I think that those things are stimulating Winona. I would really believe that if industry got more behind supporting some of those things and more of them partnered with tourism, that it could lift us up so much farther, because what that's going to bring is visitors who are going to become residents over time as they find a city that they just love to spend 2 days in. I think that our industries will have a much better population of workers to choose from if they help us draw those people here, even if it's just for a visit.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes total sense. And then just one question to close out. I know we had talked about this before the recording was on, but I'll just ask it again. You know, what made you stay in Winona?
Well, I came here, I was married and we had kids, and my husband was recruited by EMD, which became Benchmark, and we didn't know how long we would be here when we came, but our children were very young, and we found it to be such an exceptional place to have a young family. Our kids could ride their bikes everywhere. We have an amazing parks program, and so I could keep my kids busy like all day, every day, all summer long, signing them up for programs, and they were just, you know, cheap. I mean, tennis lessons for $20 for, you know, 8 weeks or something. I don't remember how much it was, but it was really not very expensive. And so for a young family, there were just really so many positives. The schools were small and so close and easy to get to, and the education system here was good, and the town was beautiful, and we watched it develop some of these entertainment things that kept us happy, and it certainly kept our kids happy the whole time that they were growing up too.
Yeah, I've heard that feedback from a ton of people that, you know, it's just such a good place to raise a family. And I've heard from people, you know, that maybe grew up here and moved away that they just couldn't resist coming back because mm-hmm. it's just such a nice town. So
right, I think it stays in people's hearts. Mm-hmm. I really do. There's just something about Winona that is special, and whatever that special sauce is, I'm not totally sure, but I think this weirdness factor of Winona is part of it. There's just not any place quite like it.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia, for being with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
Inside Winona is a product of the Winona Daily News and the River Valley Media Group. We want to bring you great content like this every week, but we need your help. You can support Inside Winona by subscribing on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and we're adding more every week. Second, be sure to leave us a review, rate us, and let us know what you like and what we could be doing better. We're constantly looking for ways to bring you better experiences and news. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with a loved one. The more people who know about us, the more content like this we can make.